Don't wait. Acting early can help prevent vision loss. The American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech wants you to see the world as clearly as possible. Find out more on how to protect your vision at diabeteseyecheck.org.
Attention Medicare members with diabetes. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
you treat me nice and I'll treat you nice. You treat me mean and I'll ignore you.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Are the speakers on out in the hall? Can you hear out there? Can you hear us out there? We can't turn them up. They can't hear us.
I might be able to. Let me go.
Get some people out here thinking this is like some kind of show. They can pull up a chair and
amphitheater.
Yeah.
Hi.
Can you know how to do that?
I think so.
Yeah, there's a little switch.
I don't know why we're going to all this trouble for 3-4 people. Because we're nice, I guess.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. One more day after today. It's the end of July. Goodbye, July 2013, which, compared to most Julys, has been really pleasant.
Man, last year, remember last year, it was, 105?
Because most, usually if you say, oh, you live in St. Louis, oh, July, August especially, but even July, are they up?
They're up as high as they can go.
Yeah. Can you hear us out there? Can you? Yeah. Well, that's the best we can do. We got three people out here who think this is like a theater, like a stage show or something. And one guy's birthday, there's a guy in here named Jerry Sims. It's his birthday today.
Happy birthday, Jerry.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, and that's not going to be a very nice birthday because he proceeds to just blurt out how old his wife is, too. Like that had anything to do with it.
Yeah.
Not very smart.
We'll talk louder.
What's the deal? Because sometimes I come in here and these speakers are blaring through the whole complex.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know. There's a normal setting and a low setting. And
the best way to hear the show is go to your car.
Yeah. Pull your car in here.
That's what most people do. Drive your car in here. Oh, man. It's funny because I came in here and I said, so far, this is a really horrible day. It's just one of those days that I don't want to be here. Of course, we have to fake it and act like we do.
Right.
But then I walk in and I hear Dan's having a horrible day and Holly is having a horrible day.
Terrible
what about
day.
You, Pion?
I'm doing all right.
Well, 75% of the room is
all
having
right.
a horrible day.
You guys are bringing me down now.
Well, go ahead and get down. Get down. Because we are. You should be, too. Burke segment is how we usually start things. Does anybody have to start ladies first? Do you have anything?
I don't today.
All right. I'm going to make a note of that. Third Dan, nothing to contribute. Anybody else?
I have one thing.
All right. Dan Strauss.
I feel so privileged today. I got to talk to Satan. And that's it for me.
Is that code word?
Yeah.
That's a code word for ex-wife.
For those who don't know, that's just ex-wife.
Yeah. Is that the cause of your bad day?
Part of it.
Has to be a contributing.
Yeah, it's a contributing
that usually
factor.
Helps.
That's it?
That's it. I got to talk to Satan today. I guess a lot of people don't get to talk to.
That's the way you put it. I got to as opposed to I had to.
Yeah.
You're being nice.
Yeah.
You're being nice. Pion, what do you have?
I don't really. I've been wrapped up in this. I've been over to my cousin's house over the weekend and then last night, too, playing this, this video game. I know you've been caught up in video games before.
Yes.
This one is just... It was like watching a movie while you're playing it. It wasn't like a shoot 'em up kind of deal, like you're Black, you're a huge fan of. It's essentially just a bunch of guns and just blowing people away.
Right.
And
other stuff.
This one's called The Last of Us, and it's kind of like an Outbreak kind of a deal, or, you know, mixed in with some zombie kind of deal where people get, you know, infected. The Stand, even kind of like The Stand, you know, where people get infected with the disease and then they turn and everything.
What do you do as a player?
You as a player, you're this guy named Joel. And at the beginning of the game, you see...
Joel Clark?
No, not Joel Clark. at the beginning of the game, you see he has a daughter, and the daughter ends up dying from this infection, as most of the 90% of the country. And then you're then put in this place where you have to transfer this 14-year-old girl who is infected, but she's immune to the infection. So she's been bitten by these, they have names for these people. The people are runners that are infected, and then they turn into clickers, where their face
looks
like...
How much time have you spent on
this? I'm telling you, it was two nights of playing for 4 or 5 hours straight, and then it was just in a... Oh, cool. I mean, the graphics.
Is this,
you know,
is this online?
PS3. No, it's on PS3.
Okay, see, I don't have a PS.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you have. You might like this game, but it's not like...
You know, sad when you don't even remember how many games you have? I do have that.
It's not like you're stuck. You have an unlimited arsenal of, you know... Well, it's you're scavenging, and so you try to use the least amount of ammunition and things like that, because it's really important that you keep what you have.
So what's the name of this?
The Last of Us. So you might like this.
I get it.
The graphics, like I said, the graphics.
My son would like that.
Yeah. You know, the
I didn't
PS...
see anybody raise her hand to be acknowledged or get the butt in. Did anybody see her?
No, I didn't see it. No.
Is that the rule? I'm supposed to be quiet during the work.
Just raise your hand. You know,
a lot of rules.
Yeah.
You can. There are two ways you get our attention. Raise
rule number
hand.
One: no speaky until the man speaky to you.
That's in the tutorial. Didn't you hear the tutorial? If you want our attention, you raise your hand, or you take all your clothes off.
Yeah.
Either way, you'll get our attention.
Yeah. But I can't believe with the you know, there's two new systems coming out: the PS4 and Xbox One, and. Watching this game, I can't believe how much
better
further
the graphics could possibly
be. Oh my goodness!
Be.
I mean, this guy over the course of the game, he grows a beard, and it's and every single hair of the and watching them speak back and forth. I mean, they've got that down now, where it looks like you're watching a movie. You know how before games,
because I haven't had a new one for years. I need to get a new one just to see the graphics.
Yes, I would
what
go
is this,
tonight.
$60 or something.
Yeah, I think they're all about $50, $60.
Where would you go get it? Best Buy?
Yeah, anywhere. GameStop.
The Last of Us.
Yeah. I would.
Here's the thing. Does it have a big tutorial? I don't like it when you can't play till you go through there. Some of them are
The beginning, it gives you kind of what the buttons do and everything. But once you're done with that, and it's good too, at certain points of the game where, let's say somebody infected grabs you, the button that you're supposed to hit over and over, it will pop up on the screen.
Ah.
So it kind of gives you help like that.
That's
but
good.
Yeah, so but that was it. That's been my exciting life the last couple of days.
It's like Angry Birds. When I discovered Angry Bird, you can't stop. If you can stop, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, yeah. I did want to, and I think I got to almost the end of the game last night. But yeah,
all right, we can close the door on the Burke segment. Burke segment is officially closed. All right, I have a question for anybody listening who can answer this. We have a we have a guy who works here, and he's decided now he's going to work from home. Sorry. I like it when they say that. Yeah, I'll work from home.
Yeah.
He's playing a video game right now, Mark Harris. So somebody here yesterday, Sherry, who works here, said, well, I'm going to become a notary because he was our notary public. So I started asking her about this notary thing. I don't know that I get the notary, because I think, and no offense to Sherry, she admits, she even agrees, anybody, I think, can be a notary public. Just about anybody.
Yeah, the only experience I've had with that is it something with personal property tax where you have to get something
notarized? Well, there are all kinds of things you have to get notarized.
Yeah.
Any kind of semi-legal document that they won't accept it if you just say, oh, I signed it and they signed it. It has to be signed, and a notary basically says, yes, this person actually signed this. Stamp.
And are you given a stamp once you finish your classes?
Yeah, you get a stamp and or an embossing thing and a case, and now you're a notary. But you can't make any money being a notary. It's like $2 to get something. So you're not going to make it. So what's the point? I mean, why would somebody even want? I think she has to. She volunteered because they need one here. So I'll do it. And then you have to get bonded.
Well, if our notary's at home now, we need one here, right?
Yeah. You have to get bonded, whatever that means. So then you're a notary. But I don't know that I understand why anybody. Does anybody just want to be a notary, or is it a situation where at work they go, hey, we need you to be a notary, so we're sending you to take the, whatever it is, a test or something. She said it was just very easy. So
what are the questions?
Well, here's the other thing.
How do you
If anybody's a notary, you have to help us out here, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. But here's the other thing. Every time I've had anything notarized, it's you sign. If you do it right, legitimately, you're supposed to sign in front. Let's say
that. I think Holly was raising her hand. She wants to speak.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was kidding about the hand raising. Can I tell you that the hand raising thing was actually a joke to see if you were too dumb to get that it was a joke?
Oh.
And you're obviously too dumb to get that it was a joke.
Alrighty,
speak
then.
Whenever you want.
She's having a bad day.
What do you have?
Well, actually, I have just been researching becoming a notary.
Wow.
Get out of here. Oh. What a coincidence.
I kid you not. Because we have to have a lot of things notarized, you know, when you're dealing with like a lot of stuff in the valley, big contractors, you would not believe how many things have to be notarized.
So your husband's in the commercial painting business.
Exactly.
For people who don't know this.
If you get paid, you know, to get paid, you have to have lien waivers from the suppliers, from us, saying that, and it all has to be notarized. Well, we don't have a current notary, so I was going to become one.
Okay.
Well, then when I've been asking people about it, you're actually not really supposed to notarize for relatives.
Ah.
Especially if you have a vested interest in the money coming in.
You can push certain documents through.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You could okay a fraudulent document.
Rick has said he's been a notary public for 12 years. Well, you can answer any questions.
Can I talk to Rick? Is that okay with you?
Sure.
Did you raise your hand, Frank?
She actually believed the hand raising thing. What a dumb blonde. Okay, Rick, how are you?
Hi, Frank, how are you?
I'm good. So you're a notary.
I have been a notary for the great state of Missouri and also over in Illinois for about 12 years.
Right, what's the point? I mean, why would you do
well,
that?
Well, the bulk of our work for most notaries is closing mortgages.
Okay, that's a big category.
They're actually called signing agents. Okay. And a signing agent is a notary first, and it's very easy to be a notary, as you stated. But secondly, what my notaries do for me, and I do this all over the country, is I have documents. They go to a secure website. They pull them off. They print them. They travel to the borrower's home. These days, the loan officer might be in St. Louis, Missouri, and the title company could be in Kansas City, and the borrower might be in Lake of the Ozarks or California or on vacation in Florida.
Okay.
So what I do all day is I put people together with signing agents who are notaries that close their mortgages. And it's pretty lucrative for the notaries. They make $100 to $150 per signing for about, you know, 40 minutes worth of work.
Wow. Okay, well, in that case, it is lucrative, but the average paper being notary, it's like $2 or $3, right? I mean, it's...
Well, we actually don't even charge for the notary stamps. Yeah, there is... It's a two-part thing. You can only charge so much. It's a nominal amount for a stamp.
Right.
But it's time and travel that you are compensated for. And that's where, you know, you have to charge. I mean, I couldn't drive from my home in Baldwin to Florissant and stamp somebody's document for $2. I mean, come on. You know, we can't do that.
I do remember years ago there was a lady in our office who was a notary, and she had a really impressive, like, leather bag. And it had this beautiful chrome stamp. Do you still use those things? It was very impressive.
No, that the old days of the impressions...
it was an embossed deal.
Yeah, those days are gone because those don't fax. And we all do scans or fax of documents every day.
Okay.
It's a pretty big business. I've been doing it full time for 12 years and closing mortgages for a number of title companies throughout the United States. And I actually don't get to get out and do closings too much anymore. I spend most of my day just coordinating the closings and the documents and making sure we have everything we need from the title companies and lenders.
When I was
that's where most notaries make their money. And some of them, I don't know why anybody would want to be a notary other than that.
Well, except for this, let me ask, because we don't really know who you are, if you don't mind. How much money a year do you think you make just from being a notary public?
Well, it depends on how good you are at self-promoting. I'm going to take myself out of this because I actually don't close mortgages anymore.
Okay, but somebody who did.
The average notary that is out there who puts themselves on the websites that people go to, that title companies specifically go to look for notaries, you know, they can close three or four a day easily.
So $500 a day.
Within their, you know, within 15 miles of their home. But it goes up and down. You know, the mortgage business is a fluctuating business.
Now, why wouldn't the title company have a mortgage right there within the title company?
Well, the people can always do this. They can always take off work, get a babysitter, if they have kids, drive into the title company, and close. They're still charged a closing fee from the title company, or the title company pays a notary to print those docs and go to see these people when they're home. Typically, most of our closings are done in the evenings when folks are home, so they don't have to take off work. They don't have to get a babysitter. You know, we go see them. They're home doing the laundry,
dinner,
beating their kids, whatever they do in the evening.
Well, we don't care for that behavior.
No, we don't. We don't.
But so here's what's funny. When I was a kid, even into young adulthood, I never saw the words notary public written. I used to think they were saying he's a notary Republic.
Yeah.
And I thought, what does that mean? By the way, what actually does even notary public, what does that mean?
I don't know if I can answer. I had to think about that. I mean, I probably don't have that much time.
Well, I mean, it's just funny that
the notary, it comes from Roman times, and it was a person that would attest to the signature of or a statement from someone. It's someone that says, yes, this person did prove to me beyond a doubt that he is who he says he is, and he signed this document, and I have a record. We all keep journals of the name and the people that sign it, and so if anything was ever questioned, it's rare. I mean, there's not too much fraud that goes on in mortgages anymore, and thank God. And I've been involved. I had a closing up in Minnesota where a guy defrauded the title company out of $100,000. He dressed his wife up like his girlfriend, had the wife's ID, signed it. Of course, the FBI caught up with him in about 2 days.
You mean he dressed his girlfriend up like his wife?
Yeah, and he hawked some property for $100,000 and got the check 3 days later.
You know what? That's not a bad idea.
And left and moved to Florida. Of course, the FBI picked him up in about 15 minutes.
That's the bad part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, I appreciate the call, Rick. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank. Enjoy the show.
Thank you so much. So here's the thing. When I've had things notarized, and I think Dan or Peon brought this up yesterday, when I came in and said, hey, you know, Sherry's becoming a notary public, I don't ever remember where they said, before you sign that and we stamp and say that you are who you are, we need to have you prove who you are. I've never had to break out any ID or anything. I think they, you know, I don't know. It just seems like it'd be kind of easy to cheat that system. I seriously thought it was called, he's a notary public.
Yeah, notary public.
And it's funny, even this guy couldn't tell me what notary public means. It's got to be, like he said, Latin or something. Notary, I don't even know what that means. And public is all people. So I guess you stamp for all people or whatever. Thank you, Rick, for the call. Now, we're going to take a break and we're going to take your calls. I have an update, and we only have promoted the trip one day. That was yesterday. We actually started with the information yesterday. Out of 35 rooms for Cabo San Lucas, we have 8 rooms left.
Wow.
In one official day. So we'll get to that. We'll get to other stuff. We'll take your calls. Here are the numbers, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. I want to say hi real quickly before I do my first bit of business to Shirley, who I know is listening. Shirley wrote me an email after Thursday's show saying she would never listen again.
Oh, no.
Listen for years and years and years. Hi, Shirley. She's listening now.
Yeah, she's still.
I promise you, 99% of the time, when somebody goes, I will never listen to you again. They're listening. They're still listening.
What did we do?
Well, I told a joke that she didn't care for Thursday. Oh. I've told the joke every year for 20 years.
Which one?
The bump on the forehead, the guy growing a penis on his forehead.
Oh.
She didn't like that.
You won't be able to see.
And she, yeah, thank you. And she said, I can't believe you told that joke. I will never listen to you again. So, hi, wow. Shirley. That's all I wanted to say, because I know she knows she's out there. It's a dilemma for her, because now she can't email me and go, hey, I can't believe you said I was. She's stuck right now, because she can't admit that she's listening. So, I appreciate the email, Shirley, and I don't understand people like you who love something for a long, long time. And one thing happens that you don't like. One thing. One joke you don't particularly like. I'm done with you.
Lighten up.
What if we treated our kids and friends that way? Well, if your kid came home, well, Jimmy, is this a D on your report card? Get out of the house!
Yeah.
You were doing fine. We really loved you. But nope, we're not going to accept this. You're out of the family.
It's not like that. 8 years old.
Yeah.
It's not like that joke is so far removed from what we do during the rest of the show.
That's the other thing I couldn't figure out. That joke compared to other stuff, it's nothing.
Yeah.
And she even mentioned Holly. She said, you even had a lady in there as a guest and you told that joke. And I wrote her back. I said, yeah, she's laughing her head off through the whole joke. You weren't bothered by that joke.
No, not at all.
You look really good today.
Thanks.
You do. No, not you.
Oh.
You look, black is a good color. You look good.
Blondes look good in black.
See, she takes it off herself. That's a good trick.
Yeah.
She pushes it off and makes it a category.
Not just me.
And I got news for you. Not all blondes look good in black. Some blondes don't look good in anything. There are ugly blondes. If Rosie O'Donnell bleached her hair,
Sally Struthers.
She would be an ugly. Thank you. The second phase, Sally Struthers.
Yes.
Would not look good in black. She doesn't really look that good in anything because she kind of went bad.
She ate all those kids.
She ate all the food for those kids.
Send them this food.
Be the children and me as well.
That's pretty good. She ate all the food that was supposed to go to those starving kids. Ashley Furniture Home Stores. I actually think Holly, if I remember, said she'd been to Ashley or bought something at Ashley.
I have.
I know we have. And you have a daughter in college?
Yes, who I just moved today. So thank you for telling me I look okay.
You're just back from Columbia.
Yeah.
On a dorm,
straight here.
Dorm trip. She live in a dorm?
Apartment.
Yeah, same
fun
thing. Depending on the apartment.
Is it her first year? Or no, she's been...
This was her second year.
Any apartment, though, is better than a dorm room.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
For people who've never been... And I'm not a college graduate. I never went away to school. But I've seen, because two of my kids did.
The one year I was down at Mizzou.
Man, yeah.
The dorms.
And that's the first one I saw was Mizzou. And when I walked in, I wanted to go, you got to be kidding me. Two people are living in here?
Yes.
It's like a closet.
It's like a cell.
And then if you don't know the person, too, it's very awkward. It's close quarters. And,
how does that work now? Can't you pick your roommate?
You could, but I didn't have anybody to pick when I went.
Nobody liked you.
Yeah.
They don't suggest it, though. They don't want you to stay with your friends.
Because right. They want you to broaden your horizons.
Yeah. So. Yes. Like you won't party in college if you didn't know the person. It takes college kids about 10 minutes to get to know each other. And then the parties start. Ashley Furniture Home Stores, whether it's the couple of times that we've bought furniture. My son, with the new baby, actually just bought some furniture from Ashley. We've, on two occasions, bought from my daughter. Here's what you need to know about Ashley Furniture Home Stores. One, you're not going to turn on the television and see a bunch of ridiculous, unbelievable sales. I mentioned last week I saw a store, a furniture store, and they said that this past Saturday and Sunday, and the way they positioned it made it sound like the absolute biggest sale they ever have had or will have. The sale to beat all sales. But it's 2 days only. And after that, it's over. And I thought, well, why would anybody go in there Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday? They missed it. It's over. Close it. Close the place. But here's what will happen. They'll come right around behind it with another sale that's even bigger. Well, that sale was such a success, we decided to make it even bigger. It's usually just a bunch of crap. How about this? How about a really beautiful store with beautiful quality furniture, and all the prices marked on there are the prices they would have marked on if they had a bogus smoke and mirrors sale, a make-believe sale? Ashley nationally will have TV commercials with sales. Guess what? Those sale prices are the sale prices they already had in the Ashley stores here in St. Louis anyway. So in the St. Louis area, there are six of them. In Illinois, Edwardsville, and Shiloh, Illinois. On this side of the river, South County, West County, Florissant, and O'Fallon, Missouri. Ashley Furniture Home Stores.
Let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, there's really not a lot going on so far, just volume building on the highways. We do have one incident, and it's on the ramp from eastbound 64 onto Handley. You've got a crash at the top of the ramp. Disabled vehicle on westbound 44 before Bowles that's been just moved to the right shoulder. Westbound 70, just a bit heavy. Earth City Expressway to the Blanchette Bridge. Downtown eastbound 64, you are now slowing 14th Street to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. When dinner sneaks up on you get an effortless meal from the Walmart Deli, like a 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce market-side rotisserie chicken, and 2-pound potato salad for $10.50 or less. Effortless meals, love the Walmart prices. Smile because it's Coke, tax, deposit, and CRV not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Green 18!
Get ready. We are 5 weeks away from Mizzou's first game of the season as Murray State comes to Columbia Saturday, August 31st to take on the Tigers. Get every pass, every play right here on the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
Hi, St. Louis. It's the roofer for Lane House Construction. Most people know Lane House is a great roofing company, but did you know we also do siding, windows, gutters, and decks? So if you have work on the outside of your home, call Lane House Construction, 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
Bob and Sarah had an affliction.
How to decorate our home
so it reflects us.
They were suffering from decoratophobia, the fear of making a decorating boo-boo.
So we kept what came with the house.
Hunter green carpeting and mauve walls from the 80s.
They flipped through decorating magazines and watched decorating shows, but couldn't escape their decoratophobia. Sarah then made a bold decision.
I went to Reinecke Decorating Center.
Smart move, because family-owned Reinecke is the home of Benjamin Moore Paints. If you don't see your color in one of over 3,000 Benjamin Moore paint colors. Bring your color choice in and Reinecke will match it. Unlike the big box stores, the majority of Reinecke staff members have over 20 years of experience in paint and decorating. And at the pair location, Reinecke's decorators can help you choose the right color palette, wall coverings, and blinds. Family-owned Reinecke Decorating Centers with two locations on Manchester Road in the Pear and in Brentwood. Reinecke Decorating Centers, the home of Benjamin Moore paints, is the cure for decoratophobia.
Goodbye, Mauve and Hunter Green carpeting.
Don't believe what you've heard. Rates are still low and it's gotten easier to refinance.
Did you know that home prices have risen 12% in the past year? That means you have additional equity in your home.
At Golden Oak Lending, we'll show you how to use that equity with today's low rate of 3.25%.
Our licensed loan officers can help you get a cash out loan for a car, tuition, anything you need.
Sick of paying up to 22% interest on credit cards? You'll never catch up. Use your equity for a debt consolidation loan. Get a lower rate of 3.25 and pay off your debts. Call Golden Oak now. 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Buying a new home? Get a lower rate from us. And you veterans, we have VA loans too.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 1149-37. 15-year fixed rate, APR 4.165. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. 63146. Call 567-GOLD.
The best way to solve any problem is usually the simplest and most straightforward. After all, the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. That's why when your foundation starts cracking or sinking, you need PermaJack, the patented foundation stabilizing system. Steel piers are hydraulically driven to give your home a foundation it can stand on. A foundation that is solid as rock. PermaJack is the simple system. A small crew can install it in only a few days without major excavation or heavy equipment. PermaJack is the straightforward system. A small hole is dug next to your foundation wall. The PermaJack bracket is attached to the footing. A hydraulic pump forces a sturdy steel pier down into the earth as far as necessary, and the hole is refilled. PermaJack is the best system. Each pier is load-tested under pressure to be certain your foundation is securely supported. There's no competition. Other systems just can't match the simplicity, reliability, and economy of PermaJack, the original. PermaJack, solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553.
Hi, folks. This is John Shea Mitzer Fixin'. If you're like the rest of us, you got junk all over the house. I want to help you get rid of some of that clutter around the house. You know you've been wanting to, but just haven't had the time, energy, or muscles to get it done. Well, you need to call the helpful people at Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. Pitch It and Forget It is a residential commercial junk removal company. Their professional staff will come to your house at a scheduled time and remove the items no longer wanted, freeing up valuable space. Pitch and Forget It will remove old TVs, appliances, home remodeling waste, rugs, old couches, furniture from your attic, basement, garage, or anywhere in the house, and you don't have to lift a finger. Pitch and Forget It will even clean up after themselves. They're eco-friendly, recycling most items, so call Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100, or visit their website at pitchit.us. That's pitchit.us. Don't forget, call Pitch It and Forget It, 314-932-1100.
If you're a Medicare member with diabetes, you may be confused over recent changes affecting where you can buy test strips. Don't worry. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Our stores carry all major brands and offer a 90-day supply at the same low Medicare copay as mail order. You may even qualify for a free OneTouch or CVS brand meter from the manufacturer. So stop by your local CVS pharmacy today.
Is it leaking? Hi, St. Louis. It's the roofer for Lane House Construction. And if the answer to the question is yes, you need to call Lane House, your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Green Eyed Lady, Sugarloaf. And I'm going to say 1970. Hang on. I'm going to say 1970. Still got it.
Alrighty then.
But I only have it in a small window. Music from the 60s to mid 70s and country music in the 80s to early 90s. That's it. I don't know anything about anything else. Lady, lovely lady. And now Holly will share with you. Strolling slowly. Well, she will after I do a bit of business. She's going to share with you how she makes corn on the cob. She told us off the air. What were you laughing at? You don't want to share it?
No, I will.
You're selfish? Are you a selfish person?
No, I share my recipes.
Okay. It sounded selfish for a minute. Yeah. Like you didn't want to share with everybody.
I don't want to tell anybody.
This is the giving show. This is the sharing show.
Okay.
So we're a minute away from Holly's corn on the cob recipe, which doesn't sound like I'd like to eat corn on the cob, but I've never tried it. I guess we'll try it when she invites us all over to a big barbecue.
Or brings it in.
Or brings it in, one or the other. We'll see how that goes. You have a dentist that you like. You have very nice teeth. You have a nice smile, nice teeth. You have a good dentist. Do you like your dentist?
I'm looking for a dentist.
Get out. Look no more. Look no more. Ballast Dental Care.
Ballast Dental Care. Never forget it.
I have clout there. But you don't need clout. They will take you as a new patient. Now, when's the last time you went to a dentist?
It's been a couple years.
Okay. You're
like
due.
Two. Oh, I know.
You're due. Do you floss?
I try to.
Because Mary's going to ask you if you floss. She's just going to, that's what she does. You flossing? And then, of course, I always say yes. And that's a gray, because she didn't say, have you been flossing every day for the last 2 years? Have you been flossing? And I say yes, meaning I've been flossing for the last 2 weeks because I knew I was coming in.
You cram like on a test.
I do. I cram floss. Because if you don't, you know what will happen? Your gums will bleed. Because when they get in there and start flossing, it's like a test. It's not just flossing. It's the test to see if you've been flossing. And if they bleed, you haven't been
shooting
flossing.
Blood fountains out of
your
gums.
So I floss like crazy and will from now till August 22nd. That's my appointment. And seriously, Holly, you should consider a Ballast Dental Care. It's a wonderful place to go to. There are certain things that people cross the board, just if you had categories of things you like to do, things you don't like to do, things you dread, dentistry would be in that dread and don't like to do category. Unless you talk to people who go to Ballast Dental Care, like me, gone there 40 years. And I know Holly's looking at me going, what? Would you go and start when you were 8 years old? Because she's looking at me thinking the guy looks 48. What could that be? What was that noise?
I don't know.
there's the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. If you need a dentist, you hate your dentist dying or dead, moved away, or just like Holly, not wild about that dentist, looking for another one. Ballast Dental Care. You can find out more at ballastdentalcare.com. Let me take a call or two, then we'll get to the corn on the cob thing. Chuck has been holding. Hello, Chuck.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm an old friend of yours. We had dinner together a few times in Vegas on a Tony Orlando trip several years ago. I don't know if you remember me or not.
Sure I do.
Okay, we chased around.
No, I really don't. Yeah, Chuck, I probably, if I saw you, I would recognize you, but it doesn't ring a bell. But that don't take it personally.
Was that with the radio trip that we took out there?
Yeah, with Paul Harris and the
rest of the group. Yeah, Tony's Christmas show.
That horrible Christmas show.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness, it's one of the worst things I've ever seen. Tony Orlando's a nice guy, but my goodness, that was a horrible show.
That was bad, but the trip was awesome. We chased around. You'll remember this. We kept going, let's go to this restaurant. And everyone we went to was under construction. You remember that?
Yeah, it does ring a bell, yes, because that's when they were doing New York, and they were putting all these new... It was that period Vegas went through where they just went crazy.
Oh, we were trying to get tickets for Danny Gans, and he was sick that night.
He was sick! It's the only night the guy was ever sick, and now he's dead.
Yeah.
Yep, yeah, that's something. Hey, today's a special day. I'm celebrating my 30th anniversary with my lovely wife, Lisa. And put that on the air so it'll be recorded forever in time.
No, we're not going to do that. We don't do that kind of stuff.
I just edited it out, Chuck.
That's against the
FCC. It's already been edited out, Chuck. Chuck, we can't do it. Sorry.
Crap.
I'm sorry.
Plan another trip to Vegas. I'm in.
I would love to do. I love Las Vegas, and I think you've got a great idea. We need to do that. Are you going to Cabo San Lucas?
You know what? I'd like to, but the car business is it's good, but it's not great.
You must not own the dealership.
I do. That was another big thing we had over dinner. You were fascinated with my business, is what it was. And you asked me 100 questions that night.
You're a dealer, and you're not doing well? That's unheard of.
No. I'm doing great.
But the business is slow.
I don't want her to know that, though.
No.
I'll have to take her to Cabo.
Your secret's safe with us. We'll edit that out, too.
Yeah.
All right?
All right. Take care. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Chuck.
Bye-bye.
You know what? Wouldn't you love to be able to remember everybody you've ever met? I mean, really, because people come up and they say,
"No, hey, probably never... not." Maybe you wouldn't want to.
It'd be better. It'd be more of a good thing than a bad thing. Because people come to me all the time and they go, "Hey, remember me? I met you 15 years ago at the Argosy," and I just have to tell the truth and go, "Man, I don't." And I think it hurts people's feelings. But if you lie about it and go, "Sure, I do," then they're going to come at you with, "Remember what we talked about?"
Yeah.
Well, then you're caught. You know, no, I don't. So, Chuck, I'm sure you're a very nice guy. How could you not be? You've been married to the same woman 30 years, and you're AM and the PM. What?
People that you and I will never forget, but I don't remember their names at all.
You talking about the Wart people?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, Dan and I used to work at a station, and we had it was beyond loyal following.
They were dedicated.
It was a frightening stalking following of people with some tremendous disfigurement issues.
Yeah.
And it was really horrible and sad because if you ever, like, tried to look at somebody you can't look at.
And they were related?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it was
and
genetic,
they were, and
right?
they were sure. nice. And they couldn't have been more loyal, and we never, ever did or would have done anything to hurt their feelings until just now when we talked about it on the air. but Dan and I
is it
would
facial,
we,
too? Or was it?
And we would signal, one would signal the other one if we spotted them. There was a sign like, "They're here."
Oh, yeah.
And so we just kind of braced ourselves. Let me talk to Mike. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Fine. How about you? Hey, I just wanted to make a comment. If you've been following this guy today, they said the press all says he's not guilty. They got leaked the spy information on Wikipedia.
Well, not guilty on a couple of big accounts, but he was guilty.
What bothers me is the headline all says not guilty. We get 20 counts out of 21 and 134 years in prison, possibly sentencing. So he's guilty. I mean, he beat one count. He's guilty of putting soldiers in danger. And
yes.
It drives me nuts when you read the media says not guilty. Oh, the guy's going to walk. Well, he's not. So,
I agree with you. And what they put all their focus on was the charge of aiding and abetting the enemy or something. And so I think he got off on that one. But I'm with you. If you're guilty of enough stuff to go to prison for 36 years, which is very possible here, then you're guilty.
Right, that's just running, and I'm
aiming
the PM. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Mike. Hallelujah. Did you see the size of that guy? That little soldier that gave the information to WikiLeaks?
No.
He's 5'2". He's in uniform. His uniform is too big. He looks like some kind of like a kid that put on his daddy's army uniform.
I thought there was a height.
In the Army?
Yeah.
Apparently not. He's 5'2".
Wow.
I heard it on the news this morning. But you know what? There ought to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would think so.
You get down in the foxhole, you can't get out.
Right. Yeah.
And now Holly's corn on the cob recipe. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I have to actually give credit.
You look great, Dana. Tell you that.
You did.
Thanks, go ahead.
It's actually my sister-in-law Christine's recipe that I stole.
Oh.
And I agree, when I first heard it, but you take corn on the cob, boil it for a couple minutes.
Boil it in the shucks or out?
Out. Well, you clean it first.
Clean first, then boiled.
Boil it just for a couple minutes. Take it out to the grill, get some char marks.
Char marks? Oh.
Black grill marks. Grill marks.
Hey, don't give me that. Roll your eyes.
Char grill.
I thought it was
something.
A product. Get some char marks like they sell a bag of char marks.
A char grilled chicken sandwich?
Yeah, but I don't know the term char marks. I
should have been more clear.
A product.
Yeah. Black marks.
Black marks from the grill.
Okay.
Char marks.
Bald is almost as dumb as blonde. Remember that. Go ahead.
Then, while you're doing that, you mix together mayonnaise, which I know is not good for us, with garlic, salt and pepper, some herbs. You roll the corn in that.
In that mixture.
In that mixture, which is a little messy.
Now, I've not heard of mayonnaise.
No.
But I like mayonnaise, and I like corn. So
kind of just
so far, so good.
And then you roll that in shredded Parmesan cheese.
Oh, wow.
Oh. The wet mixture makes the cheese stick to it.
Exactly.
You know what? I bet that's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's just a salt and butter guy. Soaked with butter, lots of salt.
And then you eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I did it for years, too. But this is very good.
Can't wait till you bring
it
in.
I will.
Bring it in.
Bring some in one of those, like the pizza people have those heated things that keep
things
hot.
So it stays hot.
Yeah.
Bring a bunch of corn on the cob in one of those.
I will.
Job security. That's all I'm saying. Those two words. What else did I want to cover that we didn't get to yesterday? This has nothing to do with anything, but over the weekend, my wife and I were eating out because she will not cook.
What?
Unlike Holly, she either pretends she doesn't like to cook or pretends she doesn't know how to cook or whatever it is she doesn't cook. So we went out to eat, and we heard a woman's voice in the restaurant, and it was the most beautiful voice, and I knew exactly when I turned what I would see. She was huge.
Hefty.
No, huge. Like 350, ooh. 400. And 90% of the time, if a woman is big, she has the most beautiful voice in the world.
Yes.
When I used to go call on companies, and you know, for a while, you talk to the receptionist on the phone or something, and the more you think, wow, what a beautiful voice. Then you go there and you say, I want to see Aaron. And they go, oh, she's right over there. And you go, no.
Whoa.
No. No, I want to see the gal, you know, that I talk to all day with a really beautiful voice. Yeah, right over there.
It's, and I think I've heard, too, most of the 900 women.
Well, I told you, my wife's friend, women have girlfriends. We can't say my boyfriend. That's gay.
Yeah. Wow. No,
but they say all the time, oh, my girlfriend works at Macy's or something. So my wife's girlfriend's girlfriend is the one who does the 900 sex talk. She's huge.
Yeah.
And what a sexy voice.
That's always been like the rule. When I first got into radio, they always said when girls would call you, if you're working overnights or something like that, and girls would call you. And
they'll warn you.
Yeah, and they talk to you. Hey, it's like,
whoa, you
the greatest
hot.
Voice.
No, he's right.
I wonder why that is.
When you're new to radio, veteran radio guys will say, all right, heads up. If she really sounds like Marilyn Monroe or something, she's 500 pounds.
Yeah,
And honest to goodness,
it's true.
They have the most beautiful voices. Look at most of these opera singers, with a couple
of
exceptions.
Yeah.
The bigger the opera singer, the better and prettier her voice is. Not that you, Holly, don't have a nice voice, just because you're not huge.
Starting to feel
a little
insecure over here.
Yeah, we'll make you feel even more insecure. Give us time. I got a seminar to tell you about if you got knee problems. Listen up, because every time Associated Physicians Group does this, they fill these seminars. You are going to get a chance to join three osteoarthritis experts. I called one of our advertisers today. I'm not going to say who it was. And I told him, how's everything? How's business? And he said, oh, man, he said, I played golf not long ago. My knee went bad. And now he says, I'm in some rehab and I may be looking. Everybody's knees go out.
Wow.
So here's a chance. You can join three osteoarthritis experts, a pain management physician, a physical therapist, and an orthopedic surgeon for a free discussion and lunch to get your osteoarthritis knee pain questions answered. It is July 30th, which is, ooh, today. So you're not going to make that one. Well, you still might. No. Guess what, folks? It's today, and it's noon to two, and it's over. I just saw this.
That was probably great.
It sounded good.
Yeah. Right,
let me lunch free?
Let me start over. Okay. All right. Cut that out.
All right. It's out.
Hey, you guys know what happened today?
What?
There was a great seminar.
Really?
Yes, over at Fisher's Restaurant in Belleville.
Wow.
It was unbelievable. And it was these osteoarthritis experts, three of them. And, boy, a lot of people got all their osteoarthritis knee problems answered.
Man, I wish sounds
could have
great.
Been, I wish I could have
sounded
been there.
Great.
I don't have a knee problem. Boy, it sure sounded great. Okay, there you go. And when another one of those comes along, I'll do it ahead of time, and I'll actually look at the note before I talk to you about it. Till then, I will just tell you that Associated Physicians Group, APG Pain, has three locations over in Illinois. They are experts at pain management and rehab. In other words, there's a difference between pain. Sometimes you have to manage pain if you can't eliminate pain, and they're really good at that. And then there are other times when pain can be eliminated, and you don't always have to have surgery to do that. And they have a lot of patients who were told they were going to have to, especially with knees, they're going to have surgery. And it turns out that the great majority of those people didn't have to have surgery. Physical therapy and pain management, it's what they do, and it's what they do well. They're in O'Fallon, Illinois, Swansea, Illinois, and Edwardsville, Illinois. And to everybody who went to the seminar today, I hope you enjoyed it. There'll be more, because it's a very popular thing, and this knee issue is a big, big deal. APG, Associated Physicians Group, I like to think of it as all pain gone, apgpain.com.
You need to know when St. Louis traffic is shut down.
It is ugly, that is for sure.
Hear about it first on the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
The Big 550 KTRS.